prayer as we stand. So, loving Heavenly Father, as we spend some moments reflecting on this inspiring story of Jesus, we do pray that you would lift our hearts, draw us close to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. So here we are in the season of Lent. We have six Sundays before, including this one, before Easter Sunday. And so we have this special course that we're pursuing. Different theme for each of the six Sundays around the same idea of journeying together, sharing the journey. What it means to come alongside others and share the journey with them, just as God has come alongside us. Sort of exemplified with this story of the Good Samaritan. So looking at a different aspect of that each of the Sundays. There's also midweek groups happening in various places around the place. All the details are in Mardle, or there's a little postcard size thing there with details of the additional group, additional to our normal small groups, meeting on Tuesday evenings in different homes through Lent. There's also a daily devotional book that you can get hold of if you'd like one, at just £7, let me know. But you may want to just come on the occasional Sunday and dip into some of this. But the course is about coming alongside others. The Greek word is paraklesis. And John MacArthur, a preacher over in America, said, this story of the Good Samaritan exemplifies paraklesis. Para, alongside, klesis, means to call or to come. So to come alongside is the word. It's used 142 times in the New Testament, that word. And often it's an injunction, a command, an encouragement to us as Christian people to come alongside others, just as God has come alongside us. In that very short passage I read in 2 Corinthians 1, 3-4, the word is used five times and translated in different ways. God of all healing counsel, paraklesis, he comes alongside us, there it is again, when we go through hard times, before you know it, he brings us alongside, there it is again, number three, someone else who's going through hard times, so that we can be there for that person. Again, same word, be there for that person, just as God was there for us. So let's just have a very quick skip through the story of the Good Samaritan and draw one or two things out. Firstly, you have this man, Jewish man, on a journey on quite a dangerous road, and the robbers attack him, and he ends up beaten and bruised and lying there, half dead, and wondering to himself, is there anyone in this world who cares? Is there someone who's going to help me? Because right now I'm beyond helping myself. And that's a question that often arises in those times where there's been something really difficult to deal with. The unspoken question of that battered man is a question that often we can ask in the journey of life. As we go through, sometimes there are things that beat us down, and we may be left wondering, who cares? Well, that question is answered by three people who come. The priest and the Levite see the man, and they pass by on the other side. Maybe they fear for their lives, maybe they've got other important things to do, but they pass by and actually demonstrate that they're not the ones who care in this instance. And then Jesus says there's a Samaritan. Samaritans were looked down on by the Jews. They were really hated and despised, a lot of prejudice around. But the Samaritan comes by and he does something different. He stops, he's aware of this man, and he comes alongside him. The text tells us, uses this parakaleo verb again. He comes alongside this fellow who's beaten and battered, and he journeys with him and he helps him. So, yeah, he answers the question affirmatively. Is there someone who cares? Yes, I do. And so the priest and the Levite, indifferent, detached, but the Samaritan, full of compassion and concern. And so for us, as we journey through this Lent, what we're seeking to do is just develop that core value of being other-focused rather than self-focused. You know, there's an awful lot of self-protection, of focus on the self, of what we need each day, each moment, where actually there's something in the New Testament which just calls us to say, let's develop an awareness of what's happening with others. We might not always be able to solve every problem or answer everything. It's not about that. It's just about caring. It's just about having some human compassion in our hearts. So we're seeking to develop that, really. And, you know, we call this the parable of the Good Samaritan, but Jesus never called it that. No one else called it that. It's not there in the Bible. The Good Samaritan, the word good, never gets used. It's just the Samaritan. He was just an ordinary fellow who was walking along. And that's the point. There wasn't anything especially excellent about him. He was just an ordinary person who cared a bit and was willing to journey alongside someone else in need. And so this is something that's not just for the special people, for those who are good. This is for all of us to engage in our hearts, to care about others, to develop this other centeredness, to be aware of what's going on in other people's lives and in other journeys. And we never know just what is going on in someone else's life. Stephen Covey, have you heard of him? He wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He told a story about travelling on the New York subway when a few noisy, unruly kids got on and their father followed and sat down next to Covey. And despite their inappropriate and rude behaviour, a painfully uncomfortable atmosphere, the father sat there unresponsive with his eyes closed. And finally, Covey had enough of these children and he confronted the man. He opened his eyes, evaluated the situation as if unaware of it, and responded, "You're right. I guess I should do something about it. I've just come from the hospital where their mother died about an hour ago. I don't know what to think. I guess they don't know how to handle it either." And he says, sometimes, until we engage and ask the question and engage in conversation, we don't really know the stories that people are carrying. But I guess I'm not surprised anymore. But as soon as, you know, when I begin to talk to people, I find that so many people have a story they're carrying that would make you cry if you spend the time to listen. And just recognizing there's something of that there, and having something of God's compassion in our hearts, not to solve it, not to make it better, but to be willing to stop, to be aware, to journey alongside. And so the New Testament encourages us to encourage one another. And very often where we see the word encourage, it's another of the ways that this parakaleo word is translated. You know, we want you to come alongside one another, to encourage one another. And it does put courage into people when we come alongside and show that we care. Say Paul, for instance, 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, encourage each other to build each other up. Or to the Thessalonians elsewhere in chapter 3, he said, I sent Timothy to you to cheer you on so that you wouldn't be discouraged by hard times you're going through. And it's the same word, paracleto, cheering on, encouraging. So, just a few pointers, 7 things we could do to encourage. How do we do this? Number one, move out of your comfort zone, as the Samaritan did. Maybe uncomfortable, maybe more comfortable to cross over the road, but let's be willing to move out of our comfort zone. Number two, to become a giver and not a getter. It's more blessed to give than to receive, and it really is. Number three, to focus on how much God cares for you. John in his letter says, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. and that reading in the New Testament, because God draws alongside us, we're then able to draw alongside others. So we focus on God's care for us. Number four, be alert for opportunities to look out for others' interests above our own, to develop that awareness. Number five, learn to be a good listener, to engage in conversation, to ask the question, what's really going on here? Let's listen before judging. Number six, we can learn to use positive words. What can we say that's encouraging, that's going to build someone up? And number seven, look for acts of kindness. Little acts of kindness we can do day by day. Just very practical ways in which we can put this into practice. Move out of your comfort zone. Become a giver, not a getter. Focus on how much God cares for you, first and foremost. Be alert for opportunities. Learn to be a good listener. Use positive words. Do acts of kindness. And so we develop that core value of other-centeredness, other-focused living, just like the Samaritan on that road. In answer to the lawyer's question, who is my neighbour? Jesus tells this story, asks them who was the good neighbour. Well, it was the Samaritan, the one who had mercy on him, and he issues the challenge. Go and do likewise. Let's pray. So, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of the Good Samaritan, and we do pray that you would help us to cultivate just compassion and concern and awareness in our hearts for those around about us. And help us indeed to step out of our comfort zones, to listen, to be aware of your love for us, to be filled with your compassion for others. Lead us in these things, and especially through this Lent, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we stand to declare what we believe.